Well, Happy New Year, Hope Church. I do hope you're having a good start to 2021. A very warm welcome to Hope Church Online. I'm so pleased that you're joining with us, wherever you may be watching, across London or even in different parts of the world. I'm so pleased that you can join us. Do, again, say hi in the chat. Do greet one another. Do comment in on the preach. We would love to hear from you at the start of 2021. Now, we at the beginning of this year are facing great uncertainty. I mean, so many things as we look ahead are uncertain. Jobs and the economy, the effects of Brexit and lockdown and what that will look like in the coming days and when it will ease and when it will end, and schooling for our kids and how to plan ahead in this difficult season. Will there be a summer holidays? What will things look like? When will life return to some form of normality? We can feel overwhelmed by everything at this moment. I mean, we can't get away from it. 24 news coverage, updates on your phone telling you the latest from the government, the latest lockdown, the latest this, the latest on the vaccine, the latest for this, that, and the other. So let me ask you a question at the beginning of 2021. How are you going to live this year? Whatever lies ahead, how are you going to choose to live in 2021? We're going to look at three practical challenges to start the new year. Firstly, the first challenge for us is to live for today. So William Oslow is known by many as the father of modern medicine, and he once said this: the load of tomorrow added to that of yesterday, carried today, makes the strongest falter. It's so true, isn't it? We feel overwhelmed by yesterday's mistakes and underqualified for tomorrow's opportunity, and the tendency under the weight of everything today is to quit and do nothing. I know there have been times in this kind of like, between Christmas and New Year, that period. There have been a few times in that period of days between Christmas Day and New Year's Day when I've just felt overwhelmed and underqualified. Just felt like giving up and what am I going to do? And that is really the way of the world at the moment, because we're paralyzed by the things we cannot change, by the past, by lockdown and COVID-19 and our plans all being changed. We feel paralyzed by that and then crippled by the future. We don't know what the future holds. It's so unknown. So in this situation, let me give you some wisdom, because Osler, again, reflecting on his own statement, said in a Yale lecture in 1913 to his students, he said this: do what lies clearly at hand and live in day tight compartments. And I think there's such wisdom here for us, because in a day and an age of endless distractions and ceaseless change, this is a solution of how to live our lives. Instead of fixing dimly on things in the future that we cannot change, focus and concentrate on what clearly is at hand. You see, yesterday is history and tomorrow is a mystery. So let's today win the day. When you win the day, when you win the 24 hours that you are living in, then tomorrow will take care of itself. Do that enough times in a row and you can accomplish anything. A few months before delivering his address at Yale to his students, William Osler crossed the Atlantic on an ocean liner. As he was on this ocean liner, the captain demonstrated the very latest and the greatest in maritime technology at the time. He pressed a button that shifted gears for the ocean liner and it turned points in the ship to airtight compartments. And Osler used this metaphor for each one of us. And again, I think it's such a helpful metaphor. He said this, "What I urge is that you so learn to control the machinery as to live in day-tight compartments. Touch a button and hear at every level of your life the iron doors shutting out the past, the dead yesterdays. Touch another button and shut off the metal doors of the future, the unknown tomorrow." And I think this is the challenge that I want to bring to you today. We are in 2021, at the beginning of this very uncertain year, to learn to live in day-tight compartments. Now listen, this is not just a nice idea. This is not just something that William Osler had 100 years ago. It's thoroughly biblical. You see, it's the centerpiece of the most famous prayer in the Bible, the one that Jesus taught his disciples. There's a line in the Lord's Prayer which says, "Give us this day our daily bread." Now, you or I wish it said, "Give us this week our weekly bread," or even, "Give us this year our yearly bread." Listen, that would be so much easier. It would mean we wouldn't have to depend on God every day. But of course, that's the point of prayer. It's what God wants us to do, to depend on Him each and every day. And I don't know if you've ever looked at it like this, but the Lord's Prayer is three-dimensional. There's three dimensions to the Lord's Prayer. Firstly, there's the past tense. "Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us." We cannot change the past, but we can ask for God's forgiveness, and with His help, we can let it go. In the Lord's Prayer, there's a second dimension, which is the future tense, where it says, "Lead us not into temptation." You and I, we cannot control the future, but we can make good decisions today that will affect the future. And then there's the present aspect of the Lord's Prayer. "Give us this day our daily bread." Again, we want God to provide more so we can trust Him less. But He loves us too much to do that. We're to live in a way that God intended, which is in day-tight compartments of trusting and following God. Just look at a few other things in Scripture that back up this point. What was the expiry date on the manna in the wilderness? One day. How about the deadline when you're angry with someone? Sundown. When and how often are God's mercies new? They're new every morning. How often are we told to take up our cross and follow Jesus? Daily. When are we told to rejoice and be glad? Today. This is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad. We're to live in a 24-hour way. It is everywhere in Scripture. Now, if you have ever heard of something called the LA Dream Center, I would encourage you to look it up. If you haven't, let me tell you about it. The LA Dream Center is an incredible place in Los Angeles that was set up to look out for and help tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people every year who find themselves at the end of a rope. You know, they're trying to overcome addictions. They're trying to rebuild their lives. Now, no matter what habits they're trying to break or goals they're trying to achieve, the workers at the LA Dream Center ask people one question. Can you do it for a day? Can you stop the addiction for a day? Can you do whatever it is in terms of the goals and habits you want to achieve? Can you do it for a day? And there's a simple genius to this question. You see, why do you think so many of us have problems which remain unsolved? Why do you think so many of us have bad habits that we cannot break or have goals that are never achieved? 9 times out of 10, it's because we're overwhelmed by the size of the problem to ever even begin to get started. The incredible thing about that question, can you do it for a day, is that the LA Dream Center say that no one says no. Anyone can do anything for a day. A week? Probably. A month? Maybe, but tricky, might struggle, may not make it. The truth is that by the end of January, 75% of you and me, 75% of us will fail our New Year's resolutions. The biggest reason is that we think in terms of a year-long time frame, and the finish is so far away, we never think we're able to achieve it. You see, we gain a lot more ground if we focus on habits one day at a time. So whatever 2021 has in store for you or I, let me challenge you to live it one day at a time. You do that for 2 days, you're on a winning streak already. So take a moment here. You've got a goal, you've got something you want to achieve, or a habit you want to break. Write it down. Write it down now. Write it down as you're listening to this. And then let me ask you a question. Can you do it for a day? Second thing, the second challenge to how we're going to live in 2021. Tell yourself a different story. In 1964, Cassius Clay changed his name. And he began a new chapter of his life as Muhammad Ali. In 1983, the artist formerly known as Prince changed his name to a symbol. So many of the Hollywood stars that we watch on the big screen, or used to at some point in the distant past, are nicknames. Joaquin Phoenix, Jamie Foxx, Whoopi Goldberg, to just name a few. In the world of music, Elton John, John Legend, Lady Gaga, not their real names. Now, in the Bible, God made a switch. He changed Jacob's name to Israel. Now, that was much more than just a nickname or changing someone's name for the sake of it. Because that name change began a new story. A new nation, a new destiny, and a new identity. You say, Mark, why are you telling me this? Because the difference between success and failure in our lives is so often the stories that we tell ourselves. Think about it, true or false? The stories we tell ourselves become self-fulfilling prophecies. We tell the wrong story to ourselves, we live a lie. We want to change our life, we need to tell ourselves the right story. Now, when you become a Christian, God changes your name. He gives you a new name. Now, I love this Old Testament blessing in Numbers 6, 24 to 26. You've heard it probably many times. I actually pray over my kids at bedtime many, many evenings. It says, "The Lord bless you, keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace." Now, you probably know that blessing. It's a beautiful, beautiful blessing. But sometimes we stop right there. We don't read the next verse. And the next verse, verse 27, is almost the best part because it says this. "So they will put my name," that's God's name, "on the Israelites, and I will bless them." You see, God doesn't just kind of rename us when we become a Christian. He does something kind of more incredible than that. He puts his name upon us. He puts all of his names upon us. And in the Bible, there's over 400 names for God. When you become a Christian, your identity, your name, your destiny, everything about you changes. We get grafted into God's story, history, his story. Many of you, this year, 2021, it's time to tell yourself a different story. It's time to tell yourself God's story. In August the 22nd, 1851, Commodore John Stevens and his six men won the America's Cup, the very first America's Cup, a 53-mile race around the Isle of Wight. That began one of the most impressive winning streaks in all of history. Now, the New York Yacht Club, which Commodore Stevens was a founding member, successfully defended the America's Cup 132 years running. It was undefeated until September the 26th, 1983, when Australia II ended the longest winning streak in sporting history. Now, this was a massive deal at the time. It was everywhere on newspapers and televisions. Big, big deal. Now, you say, what made the difference? How was Australia II, the yacht Australia II, able to do what had not been done for 132 years? Yes, they had that great, a beautiful yacht. Yes, they had great technical kind of things to do with the yacht. But the key was that the crew told themselves a better story, a different story. You see, several years before the race began, before the 1983 race, the Australia II skipper, Mike Fletcher, made a recording of the Australian team winning the race. There was a narration, there was the sound of the boat cutting through the water, and a copy was given to every crew member. And they were to listen to it twice a day for 3 years. So get this, before they even started the race, before they even set sail, they had won the race 2,190 times. They told themselves over and over again a different story, a different narrative. Now, according to cybernetic theory, there are two types of change. There's behavioral change, to do things more or do things less. It's how we change our diet or change our exercise. But the powerful change is when we change our mind. It's conceptual change. Changing how we think, changing our minds. The challenge for us is to change our story. You see, if we change our story, if we change our minds, we'll change our lives. So let me ask you a question. What stories are you telling yourself right now? And where do they come from? Are they stories? Are they narratives in your head which are helping you? Or are they narratives which are hindering you? Are they accurate or are they inaccurate? Who is narrating the story? Is it a parent? Is it a doubter? Is it an enemy? Who is narrating the stories that you are listening to? Or have you given editorial control to the author and the perfecter of your faith? Listen, in 2021, let me remind you, as a Christian, as a believer, you are capable of more than you can imagine. Jesus said this, with God, all things are possible. You see, possible is the Christian storyline. Yes, we all have disadvantages, difficulties, disappointments that we face that are intertwined into our past or what we find ourselves in the present, but they can become lessons that we can leverage to our advantage. You know what the missing ingredient often is for so many of us? Working hard at something and long enough at something and smart enough at something to see all things become possible in Christ Jesus. Now, roughly 5 years ago, this exact moment, I made a decision, which my family thought was bonkers, to compete in an Ironman. And I decided to do that, and I filled in the form, and I paid the entrance fee. And if I had attempted to do that Ironman in January the 3rd, in 2016, I probably would have died. I certainly wouldn't have completed it. But over the next 6 months, I broke it all down. I mean, in an Ironman, you have to swim open water, 3.2K, cycle 120 miles, run a marathon. But I broke it all down to a training schedule. I had to learn to swim in open water. It's crazy, a bit scary, put your head down, there's no bottom. I had to learn to do that. I did over 100 swims at the Olympic pool because I was so scared that my swimming ability wasn't strong enough. I would run 3 or 4 times a week. The one thing I didn't do enough of was the cycling, and that was something I really struggled with. But even then, I still did some 50, 70, 75 mile cycle rides. Now, it was incredibly hard, it was incredibly difficult, but the only way it was possible was by taking things one day at a time. I was reading this book the other day, and it just had a little side kind of quote about a New York Prize winner, an author of a New York Prize book. And he was asked, how did you come to be such a great writer? And how did you come to write this incredible book? And his answer was, 2 crappy pages a day. It was broken down, 2 pages a day. Over time, over effort, becomes this award-winning book. Let me ask you, 2021, what is God speaking to you about? What's on your heart? What's your dream? What's your passion? I want to challenge you, live that story. Live that story one day at a time. Break it down 1 mile at a time. Break it down to write 2 pages a day. Break it down and do it one day at a time. But live to write a different story. The truth is, so many of us are like the Israelites in the Old Testament. We tell ourselves the story that we are still slaves to captivity. You see, God delivered the Israelites from Egypt in a single day. That was the easy bit. But to change their narrative, to change the story of captivity, which they had been under for 400 years, took 40 years to get Egypt out of Israel. The physical was easy, but to get the narrative, to get the slavery out of the Israelites took 40 years. Why? Because slavery was all they had ever known. Like the crew of Australia II, the yacht, it was hard to imagine anything other than losing. You see, they'd been oppressed for so long. It was ingrained within them. But to live to a different narrative took time, it took effort, it took a process to get to that place. It will take you time to rewrite your story. But we must remember things the right way. You're loved by God. The cross defeats sin. It defeats Satan. There's an empty tomb. All things are possible in Christ Jesus our Lord. So, what story will you live your life by in 2021? And how are you going to see that become a reality? Third thing, and final challenge to us at the beginning of 2021. Build your life on Scripture. Many of us struggle to see ourselves the way God sees us. Why? Because of the old narratives, because of the things that people have said over us. You say, Mark, how do I stop those narratives? Well, the best place is to build our lives on Scripture. I love this. Someone said this. The goal isn't getting through Scripture. It's getting Scripture through you. Scripture is our script cure. Now, that's more than just a play on words. Scripture is to confront the false identities and the false narratives that come from the father of lies. Scripture speaks truth about who I am in Christ and the unique role that God has given me for 2021. Who you are is not an issue. It's not. You may look at yourself in the mirror and struggle. Who am I? That is not an issue. Abraham thought he was too old. Peter thought he'd done too many mistakes. Paul had a thorn in the flesh. Who you are is not important. What's important is whose you are. You're in Christ. You're a new creation. You're the apple of God's eye. In Christ Jesus, you are more than conquerors. So in 2021, let me tell you, build your life on Scripture. I would encourage you to get involved with the Bible course that we'll be running in community groups. Do key into that. It is excellent. And over 8 weeks, you will build your life on the truth of Scripture and have an understanding of the overarching narrative of this wonderful book. So get involved with the Bible course. If you're not part of our community group, just email in. We'll put you in one. We're going to start a new group as well. But get involved. Build your life on Scripture at the beginning of 2021. This is the verse that I've been meditating on the last couple of weeks. Zephaniah 3 verse 70. Just listen to this. Build your life on this verse as much as anything else. Listen, the Lord your God is with you. The mighty warrior who saves. Jesus saves. He's done it all. He will take great delight in you. God delights in you. He loves you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but he will rejoice over you with singing. We have a singing God. who sings over us. That's how God feels about you. God loves you. God delights in you. He sings over you. So in 2021, how will you live this year? My three challenges are this. Live for today. Tell yourself a different story. And build your life on scripture. Because however challenging or difficult the year ahead may be, no one else can be like you. No one else can take your place. And no one else can serve others and impact this world for good like you can. Let's all live differently in 2021 and start one day at a time. So let me pray. Father God, I thank you that our starting point is that you love us, that you delight in us. Lord, as we begin this year with all the uncertainties and all the unknowns, Lord, I pray for each and every one of us that you would help us to live for you today, to shut out the hurts and pains of yesterday and the uncertainties of tomorrow and live today as best we can with your guiding and leading. Lord, we want to live to the narrative, to the story of what you are speaking over us. Lord, I pray awaken dreams. I pray awaken prophetic words. Lord, I pray guide us and lead us to play our part in the story that you have for us this year. One day at a time, one mile at a time, one page at a time, one step at a time. And thank you that as the Bible says, you will never leave us or forsake us. Whatever the future may hold, whatever 2020 may have in store for us, you go with us. You are beside us, you are behind us, and you guide us and you lead us. So let's go into 2021 and live differently this year like no other.